Welcome back to Professor P's Etching School and to lesson number 4. Are you still stroking? Well, today we are gonna dive more into stroking and continue teasing, like I told you last time. First, we're gonna start off like we always do with, you know, a little homework. See how you've been doing with that so far. How better you're getting, hopefully. Otherwise, you gotta buckle down, so to speak, and practice some more. But let's start with doing the Kegel exercises. Holding, tightening up, and releasing when I tell you to. Okay, so let's start with hold now. Tighten your muscles. Very good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Release. Yeah, you remember last time we upped the time to hold. Because you're getting better, right? Okay, hold it again. Tighten up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Release. Very good. Okay, that is going to be enough for today. We don't have a lot of time left to get over, right? Yeah, so because stroking is so vital in teasing and in etching, and we had to divide it up. So last time it was the T stroke, remember? Yeah, let's do a little of that again, do a little recap. So take two of your fingers, your index and your middle, and run it up and down the back of your shaft, teasing it there, just medium speed, nothing too much or too little, just at the right spot. Over and hold around your base with your whole fist. Just hold it still there. And go slowly up and down once. So up and down. And then hold it again. And twist your wrist around a little. Give a little friction to the base. Yeah. And go and take two of your fingers again and run them over the front of your cock now. Up and down, medium speed again. And make a peace sign with your fingers and put that peace sign over your cock and move that up and down. So you have a finger on one side and a finger on the other. That's moving up and down. Slowly. And then take your fist around the base of your cock again. Hold it there. Just look at your cock. How does that make you feel, just looking at it while you're just holding it? Okay, stroke it slowly up once. Up. Down. And just hold it again. Mm-hmm. Got it. Stroke it slowly up and down once. Up. Down. Now stroke your cock faster. All of your cock up and down fast. Okay, very good. Take your hand off. And just look at it for a second. How does that make you feel? Yeah, so today you're in luck because you get to stroke your cock some more. I know you always want to do that. So today we're going to continue the tease. So you can start by wrapping your fist around the base of your cock again and squeezing it. And then move the tighter hand up and down the shaft, all of the shaft. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Maybe a little too fast, with a little tight squeeze. But you can do it. Okay. Go back, hold around the base and squeezing it there. Okay, release. Now go take and stroke your cock slowly. Up and down, continue to slow, stroke slowly. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Now go even slower. Up, down. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Now stroke at medium speed, regular like you would. Very good. Twist your wrist a little, rally to it. Yeah, just keep medium speed, stroke it. No coming. Remember, be on the end. So good. Okay. I want you to do 5 fast strokes and 2 slow strokes. Continue doing that. We'll start with the slow. So you'll go up, down, up, down, then fast, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and slow up, down, up, down, fast, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, slow up, down, up, down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up, down, up, down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up, down, up, down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up, down, up, down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up, down, up, down. Continue stroking slow up and down. Yeah. I feel the tease. Very good. Now stroke your cock faster. Yeah, go too fast. Very good. Stroke it fast, 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 fast. Just stroke it. Yeah. You can go faster. So good. Now go back to slow. Yeah, slow stroke again. Very good. Now fast again. As fast as you can. Being on the edge. Yeah. Oh yeah. Just be on the edge and stroke it fast. Now go to medium. Very good. Now back to fast. Yeah. Just feel the pleasure build. The pleasure of just being on the edge, right? Yeah. That feels so good, right? Yeah. Go back to slow stroke. Yeah, all slow, slower. Very good. Keep stroking it slow. Very good. Just stroke around the base now, but do it fast. Stroke around the base fast 5 times and then go 1 slow up and down on the way. I'll count for you. So start with. Now go slow up and down, up, down, and then around the base, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then up, down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up, down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at the base, right, 1. And down, and the base, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up, down, base, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up, down, base, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up, down. Base, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up, down. Base, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up, down. 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up, down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up, down. down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up, 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 down. I keep streaking fast all the way up and down. It started to sound like a beat. Like a song where we're singing a song, making a song with your cock. Stroke it fast. Oh, yeah, keep stroking fast. I could just be on the edge. Yeah. Very good. Oh. This concludes today's lesson. You did very good. Next time we're gonna do something a little different, because keep stroking, because we've been over, you know, a few different focus points, and we gotta see how well you've been doing here at Professor P's Edging School. So next time we're gonna do a little midterm, trying to combine a few things into a little etching session and see how well you will do that, if you're gonna pass with flying colors or you're gonna get flying colors all over. Keep stroking and remember to practice and do your homework until next time. Take care.